right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number on the line. Mr. Tom Nelson, a candidate for United States Senate. You know, Tom, the more we move forward, we seem to be falling further back. You talked about COVID. You had COVID-19. I'm in the process. I have it myself. I'm recovering from it. Is it fair to point the finger at the president of the United States and, you know, and say that the government is the reason that we are having the problems we are facing with right now with COVID, when we have people who clearly don't want to follow, you know, the guidelines that will make all of us safe?
Well, I think it's pretty clear where blame rests. And when you have problems the degree that we have here, especially with COVID, it's important to take stock to remember how we got to this point. And you had a president, Donald Trump, and you had senators like Ron Johnson, who did not take this serious. And then after not taking it serious and getting late to the game to deal with the virus, they are the ones that politicized this. They're the ones that cast doubt on vaccinations. They're the ones that got in the way of science when we heard again and again that we need to wear masks and that we need to socially distance. So really the seeds were sown 2 years ago, 2 years ago now, when Donald Trump was president. And now you have a president here, President Biden, who really is doing the best that he can, being thrust into the middle of a pandemic. It's kind of like what happened with President Obama back in 2009 when he was thrust into the middle of the Great Recession. He didn't cause the Great Recession. He didn't cause the problems with the response to the Great Recession. And neither did Joe Biden with the response to the COVID virus. I mean, I think he's doing as much as he can do. And I think it behooves all of us to do what we can to support the president, do everything we can locally in our community to get vaccinated, to continue to practice social distancing, masking, and then for those who have not, strongly encourage them to get vaccinated and do all you can to make our community safe. And that's been my response to it. I mean, I'm a county executive, so when Donald Trump made it difficult and Ron Johnson made it worse for the nation to respond to COVID, it pretty much fell to local government. It fell to county executives, mayors, public health officers, same thing in Milwaukee, to deal with the pandemic, which, of course, is less than ideal. But, you know, I've been on the front lines, and it's been a very harrowing experience. And I know exactly where blame lies, and I know exactly who's been successful, who's been the most effective in dealing with this.
You know, Tom, I've been listening to Ron Johnson since he announced that he's running again. I don't think there are any of us who didn't think that he was going to run again. We know what kind of character he is. The lack of character that man has. And to hear his flippant responses, this man is a United States Senator. And right. To hear the things that he is saying at a time when our nation is really in a harrowing position, you just wonder how he can continue to say the things as flippantly as he says them, as if he's, you know, at a bar somewhere, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, sitting down mm-hmm. with the guys. What is your take on that person, Ron Johnson?
It's certainly, guys, he's got this great visual of these guys just kind of sitting around the bar.
I know. I mean, that's who he is.
He fits right in there. Just fits. I mean, he's so angled. First of all, no one can answer this question for me, whether Democrats, Republicans, conservative, progressive, why he's so angry.
Yes.
Now, here's someone who sold $1 million.
Well, he said that he's under attack. Of all people.
What do you mean, under attack? I mean, has he met working families? Has he met people who have minimum wage jobs, who have to have two jobs, three jobs, single moms, single dads? He's being under attack. I mean, That's just absurd. I mean, not only is that absurd, though, but you really lose a lot of credibility. I mean, when you hear someone like that say, it's kind of like, you know, all gloves are off. You know, we have to do everything to defeat this guy. He is just bad news. And yesterday he was blaming, you know, he was blaming the president, blaming Democrats for giving families too much help for child care. But this is the same guy, Ron Johnson, who blamed all the problems we have now at Jimmy Carter or Lyndon Johnson, the Great Society. This guy just does, I don't know where he gets these things in his head, but he's just nonstop. I don't know. I mean, you know, however he got in office in the first place, why he's so angry. He's a millionaire. You know, I mean, if you were a multimillionaire, Earl, would you be angry all the time? Would you say people are out to get you? Would you say, oh, people, I'm under attack?
Well, you know, Tom, to be honest with you, man, I could not understand the first time I heard Ron Johnson speak. You know, when they dug him out of whatever hole they dug him out of to run the first time around, and I listened to him, he wasn't, there was something about him that said he was not, you know, this really bright guy. And the mm-hmm. more that he's, you know, those last 12 years that he's been in office, you know, I'm reassured that he's not exactly he wasn't the smartest student in kindergarten. And and yet here he is. They moved him, and he's one of the most powerful people on earth, and he still sounds like the guy back in kindergarten. And he's trying to deal with issues that impact and affect all of us. And I just believe it's more than what he can handle.
Yeah. I don't disagree with anything you just said there. I think that is spot on. I mean, you hit the nail on the head.
You know, it is. And so Republicans, that's the best that they can do. And it's part of why we are faced with, in my humble opinion, the kinds of issues that we are dealing with, because you got to deal with a guy like that who's, you know, been in positions of power, you know, and chairman of powerful committees, you know, and but so we've got to defeat him at all costs. Ron Johnson has to be defeated. I can't see, you know, another 6 years. He's made it clear he was defending the folk who attacked the Capitol, for heaven's sakes. He's supposedly a patriot, and when it came down to, you know, being truthful about what happened, he couldn't come to grips with the truth.
Right. That's right.
You know, so I, you know, can you see yourself, let's say, you know, Tom Nelson is again now the Senator of the United States, and from Wisconsin, and you get a chance to sit down, and I've listened to you enough, and you have been able to gauge your intellect and your heart, and you sit down with a guy like Ron Johnson, you know, it's got to be frustrating.
Let me just make this observation first. This is the third time we've done the scenario up. Okay, assume that you are Tom Nelson, United States Senator. I might be interpreting this wrong, the wrong way, though, but I got to say right now, the message I'm getting is Earl Ingram would love for Tom Nelson to be a U.S. Senator.
I can't disagree.
I know that.
I can't disagree with that statement. You know, we're at a point where it's a critical time in this country. Tom, as you well know, you're running for Senate. And we have to turn around the direction of the nation. And why am I saying this? I'm not running for office, Evan, am I?
Well, I mean, we the people, you know, at the end of the day, aren't we, though? It's this representative section that we seem to forget about, that Tom Nelson, you know, in a perfect world, we come together, we espouse these ideas, we come together on it, and it's representative. Mm-hmm. We feel carried, you know, through those glorious mm-hmm. halls on Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. and I do know this, Tom. I do know that we can only have two senators at a time. And I do know that, you know, we've got one right now who's there and who really has not given me personally any hope that he is going to somehow, you know, change the direction that he has been going in over the last 12 years.
Yeah,
and I'm a person who believes that we're at a point where we've got to have change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
where he's making it crystal clear. He's moving in the other direction, that these families mm-hmm. don't need help, you know?
Tom, so...
And that's what I think that, you know, look, Ron Johnson has offended every Wisconsinite in so many different ways. His comments about COVID, not taking COVID serious. His comments basically making excuses for the insurrectionists, trying to make excuses that really wasn't that big of a deal when we know full well it was a big deal. But I think where he really fails, and I think this is going to be the message, is how he has conducted himself in office and how he is so disconnected. When they talk about politicians being out of touch, I mean, he is disconnected with the people in this state, because people look at him, someone who thinks he's under attack. He's got this nice lakefront home on Lake Winnebago, and, you know, he's a millionaire many times over. He doesn't know how it is to walk in the shoes of the working families in this state. And not even that, but he votes. He votes for bills and for laws that benefit him, that enrich him. He actually initially, I'm not sure if you remember this, though, initially he opposed the Trump tax cuts, the $2 trillion tax cut bill from 4 or 5 years ago. He was holding out. Why? Because he wanted to change it even more to give a giveaway to the well-to-do even more. And it turned out a year later, he sold his business.
Sold his business, right.
He made money. He made money off of that change. And he enriched the top two Republican benefactors in the state, the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And he gets away with this. But I'll tell you what, if Tom Nelson gets to the primary, that's going to be a big issue. And we're going to hang that around the neck, because not only does that hurt working families, it's unfair to working families. And this is exactly the reason why people do not like politics, do not have faith in the government, and they call them power tricksters. How can you have any respect for someone who conducts themselves that way in public office, that treats the people that he's supposed to stand up for and work for, and to do it again and again over 11 years? I'll tell you what, up here in the Fox Valley, where Ron Johnson lives and I'm from, there's a lot of voters up here that vote for Ron Johnson and Tom Nelson, but I'll tell you what, our voters, they're not going to support him again. Because the jig is up, they've got his number, and they know my history. They know my track record. I can
so,
get
Tom, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break.
Yes, sir. 844-967-2789,
844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Mr. Tom Nelson, candidate for the United States Senate. We'll be right back.